No more fear, Black Friday's here. So hot, yet so cool. Foxy, black and bad. It's time to get it on.
Meet Mr. Jonathan. He's bad. He's mean. He's a loving machine. Let him give you a black shampoo. His clientele all kiss and tell.
You tell Mr. Jonathan if he won't do me, nobody will.
He isn't above a labor of love.
Does Mr. Jonathan make house calls?
He's got the touch they love so much.
Hello, lady. Are they taking good care of all of you?
Artie just didn't have the equipment you have.
He's mad. He's mean. He's a killing machine. Black Shampoo.
A Graydon Clark production starring John Daniels and Tanya Boyd.
From Dimension Pictures, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parents.
Oh my God!
Gargoyles! Psychics! Everything's ungodly! Dork's at it!
They do.
Hey, white man.
Oh, howie.
Laugh and taffy, bitch.
People get me angry here.
I want the dough. I want the dough.
Chicken tetrazzini.
What is the monkey house?
Why,
end of the Metallica song. Hey, freaks! Jimmy Boo Ensign back here with you one more time to end the week with the Friday program.
Shout out to Timmy Boo of DistortedView.com from Florida, our most fucked up state.
That's right.
Shout out to Timmy Boo, nigga!
Shout out to Timmy Boo, nigga! Got a great program for you. Lots of audio, new stories, all the crap you've grown to tolerate from DV. Let's get into it right now. First up, yesterday on the Sideshow exclusive program, I played audio of a retard on a bus. He's got his headphones on and he's singing along to Katy Perry, California Girls. Well, it didn't take long for our very own Corey to get a hold of that audio and make this masterpiece. I sound just as bad as the retard. Yeah. I mean, in less than 24 hours, we're getting remixes of the retard. So thank you very much, Corey, for that. Next up, I hope you enjoyed the Black Friday movie trailer at the top of the program. I've got another old movie radio ad here for you. It's not a blaxploitation movie. It's just really weird. It's called Christie. Have you guys ever heard of this movie? If not, here's the radio ad.
You've waited. Now it's here. Christie.
Hey, are you aware how old this girl is? She's 15. You can spend a lot of time in jail for that.
I don't know if Christy is the 15-year-old or what, but she's a bad girl.
Spent a lot of time in jail for that.
Listen, Mr. Bennett, I'm sorry. $500?
Yes.
Okay.
Since you're going to run into it someday, wouldn't you rather that you make love with your mother first instead of some other girl?
No! That's a horrible idea, Christy! I mean, since you're going to run into this issue, why not practice fucking your mom first so you know what you're doing?
Since you're
actually, when you put it like that, it's kind of a not bad idea.
Since you're
it's like sex training wheels.
Since you're going to run into it someday, wouldn't you rather that you make love with your mother first instead of some other girl? Isn't that the best expression of love a mother can give a child?
As her mother, Andrea is able to show Christy that loving your mother can be a little more stimulating than you'd think.
All right, so it's about a daughter and her mom having sex. Was this in the movie theater? What type of movie is Christy?
As her mother, Andrea is able to show Christy that loving your mother can be a little more stimulating than you'd think.
Stimulating and illegal.
With original score by Sleepy Hollow. Be sure to see Christy coming to this theater.
Oh, very nice. Bet you that movie was only shown in, like, adult theaters and stuff. Oh, speaking of adult movies, I've got a clip here from a porno film where a girl is instructed to give the man she's having sex with a rim job. She's sucking his dick, she goes down and starts licking his balls, then his ass, and then, well, tragedy strikes.
Feel it. Ah, yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Okay, give me one second.
Okay. Oh. Ready, guys?
Can I get some water real quick, though?
She's thirsty. Okay, she started. The guy said, all right, lick that ass.
Yeah, lick that ass.
That asshole clean.
Yeah, lick that ass. Yeah, get up in there, don't be shy.
Yeah. Uh-oh, right there. That's where the problem happens. Let's listen to that again, right? The leading up to the moment.
Yeah, get up in there, don't be shy.
Boom.
Yeah, that's
it, come on. Ew! What? Piece of poop.
Are you serious?
She got a piece of poop on her tongue.
Ew!
What?
Now, her tongue wasn't even, like, digging its way into the asshole. It was just licking around the edge, which means he has a dingleberry problem, and that's very unprofessional when you're a male porn star and you knew there was going to be a rim job scene. You gotta make sure that's clean. You know, it goes both ways. When guys are banging broads in the ass and then get shit dick, they're the first ones to freak the fuck out, right? Well, now, look what happens. It, like I said, it goes both ways. Guys, you gotta make sure your assholes are clean, too.
Ew!
I should really hold a seminar for porn stars.
Ew!
What?
Piece of poop.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Baby,
yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Now, notice when he says, baby, I'm so sorry.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Baby,
yeah.
I'm so sorry.
He kisses her on the mouth. She's got shit in her mouth. I mean, granted, it's your shit, but still, I don't care if it's someone else's shit or my shit. I don't want to taste it. It's nice that we can all laugh about it now. Moving on, I've got something really creepy here. Creepier than rim job shit eating. This is a, like, 1960s recording. It's on vinyl, right? It's a record. And you're supposed to play this for your children as they sleep. And it's sort of like subliminal messages to make your kid a Christian soldier. A good boy or girl. Take a listen.
Everyone loves little boys and girls that are kind. Kind boys and girls never hurt other little children or make them cry. You are going to be kind. You will smile when you play. You will not take toys and things away from others. You will be kind. Kind. Kind.
If a clergyman touches you, you will remain silent.
You will always...
No need to tell an adult.
You will always do what Mama and Papa ask you.
I mean, isn't this... this is creepy, right?
You will always do what Mama and Papa ask you.
I mean, aside from the premise being a little nutty, just the guy's voice and what he's saying is just... Ugh.
You will always do what Mama and Papa ask you.
You will do what Mama and Papa say. You will obey them.
Mama and Papa love you. They want to be good to you. Remember... Do just what
I have a feeling I'm
going
to be sending this
Papa
to Corey.
Ask you.
He's going to want it for a mashup.
You must like pretty things.
What? You will like pretty things, like rainbows and unicorns, but not in a faggy way.
You must like pretty things. The sky is blue and pretty. The little fluffy white clouds are pretty. You have pretty picture books. Pretty things are nice. Look for things that are pretty. Draw pretty pictures.
The old man's zipper is pretty. You want to touch his pants, don't you? Play with the zipper. Lower the zipper. Unzip the pants to the man. Unleash his happy, friendly, pretty snake. Pet the snake.
Sing pretty songs. Remember, be kind. Do what we tell you. Love pretty things.
And now, kids, here's Ethel on the organ for some REM sleep cycle music. Thanks, Ethel. That's beautiful. Finally, before we get out of here and move on to the news, I've got a news blooper. Here is Shepard Smith from Fox News having a bit of a problem saying the word top cop. I've played tons of these clips before. Why do they make newscasters say top cop? They can never get it out right.
Police in the United Kingdom say a top American police official may not have what it takes to help fight crime in Great Britain.
He's already stumbling.
Or maybe the Britons don't. Bill Bratton is the former chief of the New York at one time, Los Angeles at one time, and Boston at one time police departments. British Prime Minister David Cameron asked for Bratton's advice on the London riots, and Bratton reportedly says he'd want to be London's top cock.
Cop top is the first thing he said, right?
He'd want to be London's top cock. Top cop.
You hear him banging on the desk. God damn it!
Top cock. Top cop. But critics say his style won't work in Europe and he's not ready to handle the situation like the London riots.
Don't worry about it, Shepard. It happens to the best of us. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yes, if you guys are not Sideshow members, sign up right now. Help support the program. That's what keeps this podcast going. For only $5 a month or $50 a year, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. I've been at it since December 2004, believe it or not. So there are hundreds and hundreds, over 1,000 podcasts to listen to. Plus, every week we do extended shows and exclusive programs. Plus, I try to do video casts for you as well. Yesterday, we did an exclusive show. This weekend, I've got a voicemail show I'll be posting on the Sideshow feed, trying to clean up that area because I've got, 100 voicemails within the past 10 days or something that I need to go through. I'd like to start playing voicemails that are relevant, that were called in the last day or two or something like that. So I know what the fuck you people are talking about. So we're going to take care of that by doing a voicemail show this weekend, get rid of some of the old voicemails. Should be fun time. If you want to hear it, sign up for the Sideshow, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, Dateline, Chico, California. Chico. 3 years ago, Kevin Schatz, as in, I took a huge Schatz. Kevin Schatz and his wife Elizabeth did something so noble, a local television station featured them. The pair decided to adopt 3 children from Liberia. Now they're accused of killing one of those children because she mispronounced a word. Ta-da! Prosecutors say the California couple used quarter-inch plastic tubing to beat their 7-year-old adopted daughter to death. Apparently, they got the idea from a fundamentalist Christian group, which promotes this as a way of training children to be obedient. Butte County District Attorney, probably not how you pronounce it, Butte, maybe, I don't know. District Attorney Mike Ramsey says for several hours, a 7-year-old was held down by Elizabeth Schatz, and beaten dozens of times by Kevin on the back of her body, which caused massive tissue damage. It was torture, says Ramsey. I want you to think for a moment about how many words I mispronounce on a daily basis here at Distorted View. I wouldn't make it through one episode of Distorted View alive, not being beaten to death. All right, another 11-year-old adopted child was allegedly critically beaten for, quote, being a liar and a bad influence on the 7-year-old. Why didn't these parents just play subliminal records to these kids as they slept? You are a good girl. You will pronounce the word Lake Titicaca correctly. The district attorney points to a book written by a Tennessee evangelist named Michael Pearl, who the Schatz have told police they were following. Pearl's website, nogreaterjoy.org, doesn't that just sound like a sleazy Christian website, suggest a swift whack with the plastic tubing would sting, but not bruise. No evidence. Give 10 licks at a time, more if the child resists. This is not a good old-fashioned spanking. It certainly is way beyond that, says Ramsey. The alleged beating happened on a piece of property in Paradise, California. Sounds nice. Where the three adopted children and the Schatz's six biological children were homeschooled. Paradise is 90 miles north of Sacramento. The family rarely left. It was a compound, really. And they even grew their own food there. If convicted, Kevin and Elizabeth Schatz face life in prison. Second story we have for you today.
Francis.
Examples of how I can't pronounce
Sight
shit.
Ghosts or something.
Say my name.
Sexologist. Cecilia Journey.
Ow, I'm sorry!
Last week, the shutters were down at Ringor's large family home in the village of Loveden, something or other. Kim Oakes was diagnosed with a well-known condition. Toxic epidural. Necrolysis? Necrolysis.
Ow!
Who cares? Her skin's peeling off.
Say my name.
I'm sure it's expensive, said resident Louis Chapeau or something. Who the fuck cares what his name is?
Say my name.
Another defendant, 34-year-old Barbara Sklors.
It hurts! Why? All right. Second story we have for you now. Fucking monster. This is a good one. Guys, you worried about your pretty little girl leaving you? You're afraid of her straying? How about you give her herpes? That'll put her in her place. That'll make her stay right there by your side. The man jailed for knowingly infecting his girlfriend with herpes did so to make sure that no one else would want her, his victim said. Kara Scott accused former lover David Golding of leaving her with a life sentence of herpes and described the knowledge that he had given her the disease as soul-destroying. The 24-year-old from Daventry, Northamptonshire or something, said she hoped Golding's 14-month sentence would serve as a warning to others. Golding, 28, was jailed by a judge who told the highways agency worker he had committed a betrayal in a relationship in which you profess love. The court heard that Ms. Scott became infected with the incurable sexually transmitted infection within a few months of the couple meeting, but when she confronted him, he denied that he was responsible. You're just a whore, honey. You're lucky I'm staying with you. By the way, if anyone out there in my listening audience has herpes and is looking for love, might I suggest H-Date? It's kind of like J-Date with less Jews and more open sores. What I find really interesting about the H-Date site is you don't need to become a member to view profiles. And that's like a website where you'd only want people with herpes looking at, you know what I mean? Like, you don't want everyone knowing your business, right? And they even have a spotlight section on the main page that has, like, featured profiles. I'm looking at some poor son of a bitch right now who's living with HSV2. Oh, don't get me wrong. I think this is a great idea for a website because how embarrassing and awkward is it to have to tell your, you know, your potential lover that you have herpes, you know, like on the second or third date or whatever? Just so you know, in case this progresses, my cock's a little scabby. So this eliminates that awkward discussion. It's fantastic. Brilliant idea. Good job, H-Date people. It's actually h-date.com if you have herpes and you want to check it out. If you find love on there, give me credit, please. Thank you. All right, final story we have for you today. A distraught mother, I'm interested, listened on a mobile phone as her teenage daughter was eaten alive by a goddamn bear and its three cubs. Isn't there a children's story about this? Olga Moskolyava, 19, gave an horrific hour-long running commentary on her own death in three separate calls as the wild animals mauled her. How dare you eat our porridge? That's what the mother heard in the background. What the hell's going on? She screamed, Mom, the bear is eating me. Mom, it's such agony. Mom, help. Oh, how awful is that? And the mom can't do shit because she's fucking far away. I mean, true, even if I was standing right next to the bitch who was being eaten by a bear, I don't think I could do anything. I don't know. How do you get a bear to stop eating someone? Her mom, Tatiana, sexy, said that at first she thought she was joking. But then I heard the real horror and pain in Olga's voice and the sounds of a bear growling and chewing. I could have died then and there from shock. unknown to Tatiana, the bear had already killed her husband, Igor, Olga's stepfather, by overpowering him, breaking his neck, and smashing his skull. Where the hell is this taking place? Olga, a trainee psychologist... Yeah, you can't use any of your psychologist tricks on a bear. Any of your mind tricks. Saw the attack on her stepfather in tall grass and reeds by a river in Russia. And fled for 70 yards before the mother bear grabbed her leg. As the creature toyed with her, she managed to call Tatiana several times during the... Could you imagine that? Being attacked by a bear and still being able to grab your mobile phone and dial your mom. Tatiana rang her husband. Please, if anyone is ever mauled by a bear, don't forget our voicemail line, 206-666-4463. That goes for any awkward or horrific situation. If you're raped, I want to hear it. You know what I mean? Okay. She alerted the police and relatives in the village of Termanly. Ow! I'm sorry! I'll try to pronounce it better next time. Near the Petropavla... In the extreme east of Siberia. She begged them to rush to the river where the pair had gone to retrieve a fishing rod. I bet in hindsight, you know, that fucking $20 fishing rod, it doesn't seem worth it going back there for it. In a second call, a week, Olga gasped, "Mom, the bears are back." But so the bears left for a while, then came back. They got hungry again. She came back and brought her three babies. They're ... eating me. Finally, in her last call, almost an hour after that, Olga sensed she was on the verge of death. With the bears having apparently left her to die, she said, "Mom, it's not hurting anymore. I don't feel the pain. Forgive me for everything. I love you so much." I can't imagine that phone call. Oh, that poor mother. Half an hour later, Tim actually feeling sadness for someone. "And on this day, my heart grew a hole three times its size," or something like that. Grinch stole Christmas bullshit. Half an hour later, Igor's brother, Andre, arrived with police to find the mother bear still devouring his body. Badly mauled Olga was also dead. Six hunters were sent in by the emergency services to kill the mother bear and her three cubs. So there you go. Justice was served. And it was just right. And that's the story of Olga and the three bears. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted... Sorry. Horrible. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, Freak, speak to me, please.
Hey, Tim. I don't know what this means about me as a 34-year-old straight man, but I watch The Hub a whole lot. So yeah. Hearing that you watch it kind of makes me feel good. They're picking up a couple more shows, though, instead of just Transformers and G.I. Joe.
And Jem.
And
don't forget Jem.
And the Retardograms. That band, the Aquabats. Do you know them?
No.
They're getting their own show. Which is totally badass. So, yeah.
Why don't I get my own show?
You may be watching stupid stuff now, but The
Distorted View, The Animated Adventures.
Jagu, Tim, got a question for you. So me and my wife were laying in bed, and we're just discussing random colon cleansing. And I'm just wondering if any of your listeners, some of these fetishes that are out there, has anyone resorted to a, I think, snake for a home colon cleanse?
Oh.
You know that wire brush on the end of that flexible, you know, thing you can snake down the drains?
Oh.
Has anyone shoved one of those up their ass?
I don't think so. That's,
you know, that'd be fun.
That's pretty
hear.
Hardcore.
Thanks.
It's like that bitch on Obsessed. That's something she would do.
Hey, you silly faggot. You want to suck my dick?
Not really.
Huh? You want to lick the fucking...
I've got so much cum in my belly already. I'm full.
Fucking...
Couldn't swallow another drop of that shit.
Take my dick... Sticks in your butt.
Everyone is calling in now, acting like they're gooners, right? Jerking off and like being very verbal.
Peanut butter all over.
All right, thank you very much for that.
Hey, Tim, special member Rich Ladder. I'm driving home with my wife from the Journey, Foreigner, and Night Ranger concert at the Ohio State Fair, which actually rocked pretty hard.
Yeah, you know, my sister was in town last month, and I told her all about it, and she was very bummed that she could not make it to the concert.
But what I'm calling about was...
You know, my sister made out with Brad Gillis from Night Ranger.
There was a guy that was next to us who was...
She kissed him.
...was the most fabulous purple-shirted...
that was me.
...ball that I've ever seen. Very friendly. And very nice. And it made my wife convinced that what she needed is a gay BFF. A gibiff or gibiff. So I dropped your name, and because, you know, she's kind of met you at the roller derby.
And she said no.
But then she said, no, I want someone who's flaming.
Oh.
So, sorry, Tim.
Yes,
Joe
I've met Rich Rather. Rich Lather, I'm sorry, in his Ghostbuster outfit one time at a movie tavern and then at the roller derby because I was supporting my my girls, my roller derby team. And yeah, I met his wife there. So, but she doesn't want me. No one wants me. The gays don't want me. The straight women don't want me.
Tim, such a member, TJ from Chicago. I have a couple different things I want to talk to you about.
Uh-oh.
The first thing
Very important
is
business
a little
discuss.
Bit of a complaint, and I feel bad about complaining because
Good.
I am a
you
sideshow
should.
Member, and you do an amazing job
but,
at giving your sideshow members tons of bonus content. It's totally worth
but,
$5.
Get to the point,
people.
What do you not like?
But anyway, I miss the weekend shows, Timmy Boo.
Well, I am going to be doing a weekend show for you this week. I'll be doing a voicemail show. So suck on that, bitch.
Hello.
Take your complaints and shove them.
I just wanted to say, you know, you have said that you listen to your podcast because it's your type of humor.
Yeah.
And you have bad memories.
Yeah.
I thought you might want to listen to the F Plus podcast.
The what? The F what podcast?
The F Plus podcast.
I don't know what the fuck the person
just
said.
Which does kind of similar things. They read gross or just weird internet, like forum posts.
No, that will make me angry. When there are podcasts like mine, I don't want to hear that, you know?
Oh, Tim, how are you doing? Good. That's good. Oh, underage listener here. I was just watching
Hello.
Small DVDs. I was wondering if you ever watched the Ren and Stimpy show when you were.
Yeah, sure.
You're probably right around your Ren and Stimpy watching.
Don't whiz on the electric fence, log, all that sort of good shit.
Hey, Tim, such a member from Southern California. I'm just calling to weigh in on your little skin condition. And
well,
I'm pretty sure...
You're about 7 months too late, but thank you.
You're gay.
Oh, I'm gay. That's what the skin condition is. Might be AIDS, pervert.
Hey, boo, on that Eminem recovery album, that song Almost Famous. Right before it kicks in,
Eminem.
What does it all mean? In the background, it sounds like Bunny Crush. And it's all...
Oh, you should play some audio
what does it
for
all
me.
Mean?
I always like to hear Bunny Crush in popular culture.
Hey, Tim, this is Loyal Sideshow member. I just had a scary thought.
Complaint?
You know, we should organize the first ever freak convention.
You know, a lot of people have mentioned that, and popular podcasts tend to have meetups. I've never once done a meetup before. I'd much rather you just sign up for the sideshow and give me money. But the more I do the show, the more I really do want to do a meetup. And since I don't do them very often, I thought we'd just do one huge one, right? I really want to go all out. But then I get lazy, and I'm like, oh, that sounds like a lot of work, doesn't it? First of all, to get all of you freaks in one place... I'd want to pick a location where you guys would be able to come, and you're all spread out over the fucking United States and abroad. There's no way I could ever get a ton of listeners coming. But I've toyed with the idea, and I thought, wow, it'd be great to get people who I like, Corey, to come, and he said he would perform live. And then I was thinking, well, I wonder how much money it would take to fly in CB Walker and Roy Killer Vohr and really do it upright. And maybe I could get a sponsor, for this event. I'm sure AdamandEve.com might throw some cash my way. I don't know. But it just, I don't know. I don't know where to do it. I've never been to a meetup before, so I have no idea even what you guys expect of me, stuff like that. Plus, I'm not good in social situations. That's why I'd have tons of guests and stuff like that to entertain you, because I probably couldn't do it. Okay, next up. But that's something I would like
hey,
to do.
Hey, Tim, a sideshow member. I'm going to leave my name out. But I have a theory about Brandon's mom.
Yeah.
I don't believe that she is a therapist. I believe that she is in therapy.
Oh, maybe that's what Brandon said.
I think
he said my mom's in therapy, and I misunderstood.
She's too fucking nuts.
That actually sounds more likely than she's a therapist.
Brandon is lying to us, or he just doesn't know. And she leaves many times a day to go to multiple therapy sessions, probably AA meetings too. But
yeah,
yeah,
I could see that. Good theory, sir.
Hey, Tim, this is Weird Sideshow Member.
Hello, Weird Sideshow Member.
Know. I just got done taking a shit, and it was pretty big.
I've taken two shits already, and I've got a third on deck. What the hell's wrong with me? Part of it is because I drank that goddamn Starbucks.
And easily...
That's why I was burping, too, earlier.
The size of a pretty big cock.
And I've been shitting soft serve, too. So, you know, coffee was not probably a good idea.
And I was just...
Then I ate mall food. I ate at the Japanese place at
wondering,
teriyaki.
Being the careless fairy that you are...
Glutton for punishment.
If any time that you take a big-ass shit, that you hurry up and try and find someone to fuck you in the ass...
No,
because
that
no,
never happens.
There's plenty of room now.
I just went over this, how you know, you need to be a courteous fucking bottom if you're going to have a dick in your ass, right? That goes for men and women, as we learned today. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, it's no God.
Ew!
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Very important. I will be back tomorrow with a voicemail show for Sideshow Freaks. Otherwise, I'll see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, you guys have a great weekend. Bye, everybody!
No nut or fruitcake gonna mess with my Regina.